Colored pencils come in basic color packages for school children, upgraded sets for architects and other professionals, and elaborate collections of shades for the serious artist. It isn't so much the color variety that determines the quality, but the pigment concentration in the lead. The core of a colored pencil doesn't actually contain any lead. It's composed of pigments, minerals, and binding agents. This company invented a unique type of colored pencil. The lead composition is such that it allows you to brush on a bit of water after you draw to create the effect of watercolor paints. Colored pencils start with a combination of pigments. Every shade has a specific pigment recipe. They produce a large quantity of one shade at a time. Following that color's recipe, they meticulously weigh the different portions of ingredients. Then they boil a specific quantity of water and additives, and add binding agents, a secret blend of gums, resins, or waxes. The ingredients expand in hot water, forming a paste. Workers then mix the pigments into this paste. The next machine processes the paste into fine chunks, intensifying the color. The chunks move by conveyor belt with a cylinder that compresses them, then feeds them into an extrusion machine. The extruder squeezes the paste in a continuous stream. That's the diameter of the pencil lead. In a top secret process, the next machine chops this long lead into pencil-length leads. But the leads can't write just yet. They're bathed in a vat filled with a mixture of chemical waxes. These waxes coat and impregnate the leads, in this case, red ones. Wax is a color delivery vehicle. As you write, it rubs off and adheres to the paper, taking pigment with it. With the leads now finished, the factory subjects random samples to quality control testing, including a break test and a durability test, in which each lead must yield 100 yards of writing. This company makes its pencil bodies from cedar wood. This machine carves grooves for the leads, then coats the surface with a thin layer of glue. The planks pass under a wheel that places the leads. Then, through another machine that slips a second groove plank on top. The next machine carves the hexagonal shape, then slices the pencils apart. One at a time, the pencils shoot through a vat of colored varnish. Their exterior is now the same color as the lead inside. Once the varnish dries, a heat stamp burns the company name and color number into the wood, filling the lettering with colored film. Then the pencils roll across an abrasive wheel, sharpening as they go. The unsharpened end gets a cap of varnish, either in white or the same shade as the pencil lead. The factory's equipment feeds the appropriate colors to the packaging area. As the pencils slide into their grooved tray, workers visually inspect each and every one. From pigments and planks to an artistic medium, the story behind the making of colored pencils is hardly black and white.